first time in a long time. But it seems like just yesterday, when we were side by side. Beast mode, no one's blocking our way. These other guys tried it, but them man ain't got the skills of Braden and Davey, brazen and raging, bringing you the thrills and spills. Right here in full gear, about to blow up like TNT. Us man are too sweet, Brady, BVP, the BV elite. Right here in full gear, about to blow up like TNT. Us man are too sweet, Brady, BVP, the BV elite.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Braden Harrington here with Davey Portman for a special BDE Elite. We are currently
not live. We're not on twitch.tv/upnextpodcast. We're not on youtube.com/upnext. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't hit that subscribe button.
That's right.
Do it now. But we are live in person.
That's right.
In Detroit. Minutes away from the Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah.
With our good friends, Be Detroit.
What up, though?
And Jesse from The Six.
Hi. We are...
Work on that, Jesse.
We are currently in our Airbnb in Detroit Rock City right now. We watched Blood and Guts last night. We are all our voices are shot from screaming and cheering and...
Singing
afterwards. Yeah, definitely. So we thought we would record a little ditty of a show today to just kind of talk about everything we've been doing, because last night was a fun show.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit different from our usual review. We're not going to go in details. We weren't taking notes, but kind of talking more about our live experience.
Yeah, it all starts with us driving. Jesse was driving for us. We were in the car with him. We recorded a show, a World Champ show. That's on the Patreon. But we recorded that show, and then after we got to the border, they pulled us over. They got us to get out of the car, leave our phones on the dash, and went into a little nice security office where we had to sit like zoo animals. And all because me and Jesse are two fine Canadians crossing the American border. That's nothing. But we got a British, we're smuggling a British man.
People get very confused. even trying to buy a drink at Little Caesars Arena, it's like I show my UK driver's license, I show my Ontario health card, and they're like, do you have a passport? I'm like, I ain't taking my passport out with me. Sorry, I want to get home.
Yeah.
I ain't trusting myself with that. But I showed a photo of it, and that's an issue as well. So, yeah, got pulled over. We're there for about 30 minutes. They make me pay a visa waiver that I've already paid. They're like, just give me $6. I don't ask why. I'm just like, I want to get away from these mean people holding guns.
Border security.
Why are they so mean? I swear nowhere else in the world they're as mean as this.
Yeah, border security.
I mean, we're high alert.
I guess. Yeah, I guess so.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we're just, why are you going to the States? We're going to wrestling. We're going to Little Caesars.
What league?
AEW. And the guy was like, he kind of knew. I was like, it's their first show in Detroit. And he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, $6 to you. We didn't have to pay.
To be honest, I don't know if you overheard, but I think we had, apart from adding like 30 minutes to our trip, there was this couple like being interviewed as well.
Beside us,
And from what I gathered, she is American and has been working in Canada. And the husband, I guess, or partner is Canadian. He wasn't vaccinated, so they wouldn't let him back into the US, but her work visa ends tomorrow. And if I remember when I went through my visa stuff, once your like visa ends, you've got to leave the country and come back in to activate a tourist visa.
Oh man.
So they wouldn't let her, like, she couldn't be in Canada as of tomorrow,
right?
But he couldn't get into the States because he's not vaccinated.
Jeez.
And they said you can get your like one shot, but that's going to be 14 days before you can come in.
They said, I heard them say 30 days,
and they were like, but if you do the two shots, they were like, you can have one shot of this, or of, I guess, what, Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson, I guess, but that's not available in Canada.
Oh man.
Or you can do like your Pfizer Moderna, which is going to be 30 days because you're going to need your two doses. So I don't know. Are they like Tom Hanks in the terminal? Are they just living
stuck in the security
office? So I'm like, yeah, take $6. Just let me go into the city.
You don't want to get into that circle.
Oh, boy.
It was strange. I've been pulled over before, and they've checked the car and, like, kind of searched. I'm assuming the guy did a little check on the car. Like, I'm sure he kind of looked into it and, like, just to see we didn't have anything.
I imagine three young guys as well crossing the border. They're going to, like, all right, what
sure.
You guys up to?
Yeah, it was a little odd, but we made it through. We weren't smuggling anything in.
No. Nope.
We were good Samaritans.
Just our fine personalities.
Yeah. And then we finally did make it to the border, and the Airbnb was really close by from there.
Yeah,
so then we were here real quick.
We've really lucked out.
Yeah.
Like, this is a beautiful area, actually. I really like it. We're walking distance to the arena.
Yeah.
We've got some nice breweries by us, a sweet car. Which, if you saw our photo, was trying to be in the baddie section. And I went through that Twitter feed. Like, no one else had many likes or retweets as us, but fucking screwed. Yeah. We've got a fire engine.
We had our own baddie section. Yeah. The daddy section.
We've got the Third Man Records just around the corner, which Jesse and I just checked out.
It's amazing.
I think, Braden, you're going to do it later. But yeah, like, really nice area. Like, good size apartment, close to the arena.
We pulled in, we got some drinks. I had an American, I had a USA flavored Four Loko. That can is
Cody
bigger
Loko.
Than, yeah, Cody Rhodes Loko. Whoa, whoa. I think that's what's hurting me still
the
right
first
now.
First thing you do when you come across the border is get Four Loko. Like, the come on, man.
The giant king can, that's 14%. Oh, they banned them
so
in Canada.
Bad.
The can's as big
too.
As your head.
Yeah like, my head's hurting from that.
Acid
just.
Terrible things.
It feels like the next day it's like you drank battery acid.
Yeah,
that's
it's really
feels
bad.
Like. Yeah. I knew I would
it's
feel
like
that.
If you got, you know, Nerds, the candy Nerds,
yeah.
Put it in a blender.
And add battery acid. With, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they
got some Bud Light Lime because I'm also white trash. Like
it's the summer though. It's really
summer,
hot. Here.
You go to America and it's like, let's just get.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but you guys got good shit.
We've got our bar at the BDE Towers. We have like we make ourselves old fashions. We have classy drinks as soon as we cross over.
Four Loko,
America,
Bud.
It's the taste of freedom.
It did taste like freedom.
Yeah. You can drink your liquored up beer and 14% alcohol and no time.
Yeah. Yeah. So we were chilling. We got ready. We had a little pre-drink. And then we took our baddies photo, which is just a beautiful photo with that car.
We'll release the whole album one day.
Yeah.
All these shots.
I'm kind of mad you guys didn't make it. You
know. To the baddie section?
Yeah. I'm going to try again next week.
Yeah, you're going to Rochester
I think, you know what the problem is?
Yeah.
We're guys. That's,
100%.
That's a big problem.
100%. Yeah, I know.
Whoa. You're accusing them of discrimination?
I am.
Wow. Yeah,
you heard it here first.
Come on, Jade. You got to do better, Jade.
The baddies don't even look that bad. Come on. What are they doing? Detroit? That was what you got?
Oh, they didn't see me. I was sitting fifth row.
You were looking fly yesterday.
Blonde Irish girl for your baddie section. Shout out, Steph.
Steph made the baddie section.
She was in the baddies, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah,
we need to get her connections.
Yeah. got to meet some listeners just before the show. Shout out Nate and Jeff.
Oh, man. Shout out Nate and Jeff. We went to this bar that they were nearby the venue, and these guys have been saying they've been listening to us for so long, like predating post-wrestling all the way back. So that was pretty awesome. And then we got some, what did we have? Hot chicken sandwich.
We had a cup, two Blue Moons each, shot of whiskey, and a hot chicken sandwich.
And then this guy's like, nah, I'm buying your bill. And we're like, dude, no, you're not. You can buy us a drink. And he's like, nope, too late. Bought the whole bill. I'm like, all right.
To Patreon.
Yeah. He said that he wasn't a patron, so he felt bad. So he's like, nah, I got your bill. I was like, all right, okay. So shout out Nate and Jeff. That was very, very kind of them.
I don't know if Nate made it to the end of Rampage.
No. Nate was having a struggle before the show. So
he's a dad and he was free that night.
Yeah, so he was like, I'm not home time. With my kids. I'm getting fucked up.
Have a good time.
Yeah,
great guys. And if you're listening, thank you. We really
that was too kind.
That was so nice of you. And we hope get to see you at more events.
Yeah, definitely. And then we wandered over to the venue.
Yeah.
And then we went into the Little Caesars arena. We didn't get any Little Caesars while we were there. That felt like sacrilege not doing that. But
you know what?
Like compared to like other shows, I didn't leave the seat. Like when I've gone to Aurora and stuff before, I'm always going up and down to the bar, getting some food, whatever. But Dynamite, especially with Blood and Guts, because the whole hour was one match. And in the commercials, you've got the match still going on. There was no break at all.
I found that, yeah.
Was there? So, I mean, that's where we're grateful for the cans the size of your head, because they did last time.
Yeah.
But what a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. It was kind of, it looked updated. I'm sure it's been here for a while.
New.
That's new? Okay, yeah. It looks
like.
It's
only about, I'd say, like, not even 5 years old.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they still got spots of the building, they still building, so.
I know, as, like, Canadians hockey fans, there was a lot of hockey Red Wings, like, statues, memorabilia and stuff. I was taking some pictures and stuff. That was pretty cool, so.
It kind of felt like Barclays in a way with how steep it is. Like, it goes, fair, some venues yeah. kind of go out, mm-hmm. like, wide. This goes up.
Yeah.
And, I thought it was pretty cool. And they don't have sections, they have portals.
Portals.
They have sections too, but the portal is the entry to the section. So you have to know, your portal number, your section number, your row number, and your seat number.
Yeah, I felt like Doctor Strange or something.
It was easy to. It was real easy when Jesse's messaging like, "Hey, I'm by portal 6." I'm like, first I read that, I'm like, "What the fuck does that mean?" And then I look, portal 5, portal 4. I'm like, "Oh, okay, all right."
It kind of like divides everybody perfectly too. Yeah, it's not a big clutter like in every other arena you go to. So it kind of came up with a good system.
Obviously, drinks are obviously still expensive, but that's a given. It's probably cheaper than Canada, because those back home are really expensive.
I was mad I didn't. I gave the lady who gave me a hard time over my ID, like a really nice tip. I was like, I don't want to go through this again.
Yeah,
and then I didn't get another drink.
Oh yeah, that's you tip them nice so that you go back.
Yeah,
but yeah, I get it. I feel you. But then we watched the show, and it was awesome. There, obviously, the big match was Blood and Guts, but there was other stuff. There was Christian.
We didn't do Dark. Kicked off with, was it Ethan Page and Orange Cassidy?
With Jane.
With Jane.
Oh, man. I was listening to that today, this morning. I love that song.
I know
so
you
much.
Were a bit gutted.
It's got to grow on me, man. Like,
it's so good,
it starts off kind of slow, but when it gets going, it's kind of rocking. But
it's a classic rock song.
It's good, but
where's my mind?
Man? He really made the Pixies his own.
Did work.
It's so cool. Like, him walking slow and the song, like, come on, man. It's,
yeah, it was good.
It's a little bit more rocky for him.
Who the fuck is Jane?
Yeah, true. Who is that, Jane?
We
saw Ethan Page representing Hamilton.
Yeah.
We saw Christian Cage tell Jungle Boy's whole family that he wishes they were dead.
Did he say apart from the mom?
I hope so.
He still has to fuck the mom.
Yeah. And then, I mean, we kind of thought he was going to get Luchasaurus to be his henchman, and that's the way it seems it's
new
going.
New entrance for Luchasaurus, all in black gear now, this fire and stuff. He did a sweet, like, wheelbarrow suplex, just killing
Serpentico.
But then his finish was kind of weird. What was it? Like a shoulder pinch, like just pressing the face into the mat?
Yeah,
like,
that
I wasn't
was
sure
like,
about that.
Yeah, it was like a chicken wing plus trapezius hold.
Right.
It was not look good. Also, the first match, Orange Cassidy won with a scoop slam.
That was really weird.
Yeah.
He hits two orange punches, but
then he goes
just
a body slam.
Scoop
and then,
slam.
Yeah.
I thought he was going for his Michinoku, which he hits.
Yeah, he does that.
He's the new Hulk Hogan.
Orange Cassidy's the Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that was odd. I will say, we, whenever we do, like, BD Elite, we kind of say, like, Dan Lambert, good promo, but we're kind of over him at this point.
Yeah.
We need to step away. But the reaction he gets from the crowd, like, it's nuclear heat. So, like, I kind of get, like, being in the arena, hearing it.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of get why they keep him with him. Because, like, and actually, maybe a good idea for the first match. Because it did get the crowd pretty rowdy, actually.
Yeah. And then, of course, the main match was the Blood and Guts, which took a whole block of the show. We were just watching it back and clips of it right now. Before
we're not talking about Jade. We're mad at her right now.
Oh, yeah. So, wait, did Jade wrestle? Oh, yeah. I forgot Jade wrestled. Oh, yeah.
About it, so.
That's because we weren't in the baddie section.
Yeah,
we were...
it was just a squash match against Layla Gray, and then
love Layla Gray.
Athena and Statlander run out, and it seemed like Layla Gray kind of helped Jade.
Yeah,
so potentially kind of wanting to join Diamond Mine. No, what is it? The baddies.
The baddie section's forever.
Yeah,
Stokely should say that.
You know, I'm ready for this Athena Jade story. Kind of progress, because it seemed like we've been doing the same thing for
like cat and mouse. They chase each other. Yeah,
somebody's
yeah.
going to join. Somebody's not going to join. Athena's going to run out. She's not going to run out.
It's weird because I feel like Athena is the big signing and probably the one they're positioning as the main feud for Jade. Yeah. But I get the sense like the crowd wants Statlander in that role, and she's maybe position number two. So it'll be interesting to see where they go with that. Or do you have one of them join? maybe.
Ooh, that would help Athena because she already is doing the same thing she did in WWE. It's like the talking is.
We haven't seen her as a heel, have we? And maybe
she
that,
comes across as a heel.
She,
no, no, I don't think so.
And I, that might be because she.
It's she got booed a lot when she fought Asuka.
It's the same criticisms with Athena that we've always had, where the ring work is fine, but it's there's something just there's a disconnect, and I think she just comes across just not cool.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe like maybe a heel turn or something could unlock something in her that we hadn't seen.
That would make the character work a lot better because she's already doing the annoying stuff, and it's like the wrestling's good, and we don't even get to see you wrestle all the time already. So,
which is a shame.
Yeah, because the wrestling's pretty good.
So they were jeans, right?
They were trying to. Layla stopped her from hitting the eclipse on Jade. She was going to hit. Statlander was holding Jade in position, and then Layla broke it up.
Layla kind of stood as in like, right, am I in? And Hathaway kind of blew her off.
And then the main match, we'll get into, we had Rampage as well, but Blood and Guts was pretty sweet. I mean, watching the whole show with two rings, never seen that live before, so that was pretty cool. And then seeing this giant structure, I mean, it's bigger than a Hell in a Cell because it's two
The cage lengths. Is really impressive, I think.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
And I like the kind of scaffold on the corners that they climb up rather than like the cutout holes you get in the WWE cells.
Right,
I thought it looked really good and it was kind of cool. That was the only time there was really a break was when they're setting it up and we're seeing them wheel out the kind of metal panels that go on the side of the rings to fix it all together. I thought that was cool. And
Jericho Appreciation Society with the gear.
The red.
Oh man, the outfits. They look like the boy band again.
Yeah, I know we have a running bit where we're like Halloween costume, but Halloween costume.
Yeah, you be Daniel Garcia.
Yeah, 100%.
With the durag or the Kangol?
I just want to see you attempt to tie that thing around your head.
Will you help me?
Yeah.
We're doing a YouTube video. You doing it by yourself.
Yeah. I don't know who I would be then.
And they're in like the Christian, like old Christian
mesh red
vest.
Oh man, all of them too.
Just
it looked,
scumbags.
Yeah, it looked great. It looked great. And
tie in the red cocktail.
Yeah, and then the Blackpool Combat Club looked like a great unit too. They get their entrances, and then Moxley kind of coming out, meeting them at the base there, and then that's when the fight just starts with what Cesaro and Sammy started it out. Sammy was doing some crazy stuff in this match, but that was just. That just got crazier. The match just got crazy. There was like what? There was glass. I swear there was like a pile driver on the glass at one point. That was just nasty.
The Walls of Jericho to who was it to? Was it Kinks? No, Mox.
That was Mox.
Mox just dragging him around into these thumbtacks. And this normally you see when they do the thumbtack spot, it's like just like a little pile in the middle.
Yeah.
This was just
the whole ring.
Whole
it was two bags.
Yeah, it was two bags.
You had a bag and Mox had a bag. Yeah, emptied them out on one side.
Yeah, that was wild. There's
Tony Khan had a bag as well.
Creating this match, booking this match. Yeah, there was all these weapons involved. There was some pretty crazy spots. It looked like there was an injury from Santana. Now reported.
Yeah, we just rewatched it before this. It looks like he hits a Uranage to Garcia, I think, and his left knee just buckled. So. I hope it's not as bad as it looks, but
it was cool to see different, where we were sitting, we were like a little higher up, which works. Cause you could see, it's like a video game. You could see everything.
And
happen.
As soon as it got to the top of the page, that's when like we actually had a really sweet,
it was view. Like, I felt scared for
you. You were what, fifth row
and I'm short. So I seen like half of behind like guy's shoulders.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, swaying back and forth, you know, I really got a good see of the whole thing.
You had to look up to see what was going on. That'd be terrifying.
Neck curtain. It was the light. Like it was happening in there, but it wasn't happening fast enough on the screen. So that was great though.
Yeah.
But like Claudio doing the swing on top of the cage. Like I'd be terrified if I was Jericho.
Yeah.
This wasn't in the center of the cage either. This was like towards the edge.
It's not like he was over it.
Not right over the edge, but still I'd be like,
he could have done it. I think Cesaro of all people could have done it.
Yeah.
But then you would be like, why wouldn't he just let him go?
Launch him into the ground.
That would be crazy. That they gotta book that. Yeah, why didn't they?
No.
Watching that now, why wouldn't you?
In the video game, sure.
Brandon wants to see murder.
Yeah, this, that would be nuts if you swing the guy off of it.
So you wanted Cassie Nelly to swing Jericho right off
death.
Look into the crowd, crush a family of four.
No, we've seen Jericho fly off onto a mattress below before, so you know you could have done it like that.
Yeah, the high spot of the match, definitely an improvement on last year's.
Yeah, so this is now Eddie throwing Sammy off, and it looks a lot better. They shot it better. Obviously, there's a crash pad underneath.
As far as I can think of, I don't think we've seen someone go head first off a cage since Foley. It's always the backdrop, isn't it? It's always just the trust fall sort of, or an elbow.
This is like
drop.
Him doing a swanton, this is essentially.
Him getting thrown head first, and sure, it's protected, but like things go wrong, and that's, I thought, way, way better.
Yeah.
Crashing through the table.
It's not even having a crash pad and stuff like that. It's just the way you shoot it. The way the Jericho MJF one last year, or whenever that was shot just so you could see the mattress on the ground. Here, clearly, again, there was like padding under this table and stuff, but the way they shot it looked like he just went through
and
like a normal
where table. We were sat, we're kind of opposite hard cam.
That was so scary.
He was sent towards hard cam, so we just see him disappear.
Yeah, it was
thrown head first.
We all looked at each other. Where did he go?
And we're not seeing replays or anything, so like this.
Did he die?
What, Sammy?
Yeah, we were like all like our eyes just got big. Like, did he just get thrown off that thing? Jeez, yeah. And then like everyone's just bleeding. There was guys hanging upside down. Everyone's fighting on top. It was pretty sweet.
And the finish was good because it was Kingston getting Jericho and the stretch bomb, and Claudio with his sharpshooter to Matt Menard, and Menard taps, but Jericho didn't. And you see, this would have been the Danielson spot, I imagine.
Yeah.
With the lavel lock or whatever.
For sure.
And you see Eddie is just pissed because this is his feud. It's been his feud with Jericho, right, since, like, what, Revolution, was it?
Yeah.
And it's he Claudio. Didn't win the feud. It was Claudio, who he fucking hates. And you saw him mad, but there was, like, a fist bump after.
Yeah.
So
then they all got on the cage.
And it was like Claudio coming to the save of Eddie. It was Eddie and Jericho up there, and Eddie in the walls, and Claudio was the one who climbed up to save. So I think that's interesting. And like, if you put Danielson in that position, it would have made sense as well, because in the previous pay-per-view, Eddie's pouring gasoline all over Danielson, whereas here it would have been Danielson.
I would have liked some fire. Here I am saying I want a guy falling off the thing, but I would have liked them to do the fire.
Rubbing alcohol in the eyes. Like,
I mean, all their faces are bloody.
Pretty much got last time.
Yeah, you didn't get the fire, yeah. I did think it was violent. Like, just looking at photos, and just like, everyone's in thumbtacks and
rip down and rub alcohol.
Whenever you... I don't even think they did a bump on it, but whenever you... like strip the mat and expose the boards, just the visual of it, it just looks like absolute chaos. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, like I took a photo after the fact, and it's just like the whole ring is destroyed, both rings destroyed, blood everywhere.
Like, I'm posting it on my story and people are just being like, what the fuck is this?
What is
that? You watch wrestling, but why are there two rings? Why is there a cage? Why are there people 30 feet in the air? Like, what's going on? Definite improvement on last year's, I think.
This is the best one from AEW's Blood and Guts. This is the third one they've done, right?
Second.
They've done just one?
Yeah.
Oh.
The first one wasn't in front of
Pinnacle,
right?
Pinnacle in a Circle.
I don't think
it was May last year. I think you had fans.
It was in Daly's, though, right?
It would have been.
It was with fans.
It was with fans, yeah.
Yeah, because they originally planned it right before the pandemic.
It was meant to be in New Jersey,
and so I guess that was the second stadium stampede they did instead for that.
That's match. Right. That's right. It was supposed to be in 2020.
So
that's
last
right.
year was the first Blood and Guts match.
I still would say I think the NXT War Games are maybe structured a bit better for me.
I remember
I'm still higher up on them than Blood and Guts so far, but
Yeah, I remember the Ricochet double moon was the craziest one probably that we got to see, where he does the double moonsault off the top of it.
Yeah.
But that, theirs is different, right? They don't have the top.
They don't have the top.
They don't have the top, like, but you're not allowed to leave. Games. Like, you forfeit the match. If
yeah, that's true. You can't leave.
So it does keep you in.
That's traditional War Games rules, though.
Yeah.
This isn't War Games we just watched. That was blood guts.
Yeah, that's right. So, these guys are just killing each other. So it was supposed to be in 2020 with Elite and Jericho and...
Yes.
Inner Circle, right? So yeah,
and then it's Inner Circle Pinnacle.
That's right. So there really was just the one last year, but this one was way better than the one last year.
I agree. Yeah,
with the people in it, and I mean, we said it when we watched Anarchy in the Arena, but like 2.0, Matt Menard and Daddy Magic or whatever. Who are the names? Jeff Parker? Fuck.
Yeah, Angelo Parker.
Cool Hand Ann.
Cool Hand
and Daddy Magic.
Dude, they're like MVPs of this shit.
We would see them on NXT get 30 seconds and just like...
Steal the show.
Steal it. And they always maximize their moments. And then when they got signed to AEW, we were like, ah, that's really cool. And they were having matches with fucking Sting and stuff.
Yeah, just
and now,
crazy.
Now, main eventing, pay-per-views, main eventing...
Yeah,
these big special events.
They had some family on ringside too, because they kept going over ringside and getting hugs and kisses. I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like, the guys went from being fired to now they're headlining.
You know, Kevin Owens was watching, like, beaming.
Kevin Owens was next to me. It was a guy that looked just like Kevin Owens, dude. And, like, everybody was around us was like, dude, you look just like Kevin Owens. Like,
isn't it his brother?
Yeah.
Isn't that the story?
Yeah.
Was Ezekiel there too? Like,
I'm just looking up like on clips of just all the violent stuff where there was the skewers in the head of Daddy Magic. So Moxley took those like barbecue skewers and stuck them right in his fucking head.
Oh, I missed that.
It's so nasty. It's so nasty. Jeez. There was, God. Yeah. We haven't watched the full match back on TV. Just like clips. Cause AEW is not good at putting full matches on their YouTube, and I get there's rights and stuff like that, but yeah, getting skewered, there was some just thumbtacks, there's all sorts of crazy shit that was going on. Oh man, Eddie Kingston came in for his entrance, when he just started smacking people with the stick, I thought that was really funny.
Like,
yeah,
nonchalantly.
Like, and you get a hit, and get out of my way.
So came in with the fork first, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck was going on with all this shit, but
Ruby Riott was involved somehow. Like,
yeah,
we should mention that Wheeler Yuta got a pretty good reaction. There were several times the crowd was chanting for Yuta, like, so definitely his focus has kind of shifted because now he's part of the Blackpool Combat Club, but the fans are still really into him, so he's got something behind him.
I think they did a good job of building up Wheeler Yuta with that faction and building up Daniel Garcia with the Jericho faction. Like, again, those are like clearly the pet projects that they had, and I think it's completely working.
It's given them both, like, it's added something to their game. Like, I think Garcia in the Blackpool Combat Club would have just come across as like Bryan Danielson light.
Yeah.
And maybe wouldn't, because they're not really a kind of talky faction. But giving him like the sports entertainer gimmick, it's showing other sides of him that we haven't seen before. And it's definitely after this, it's going to make him a bigger star. And I think Yuta, he's been chilling with, you know, Orange Cassidy, Danhausen, best friends, all of that. And it's getting him. And I think that's why people are into him. They want to see him do the violent shit. They want to see him kind of like you had that Jungle Boy story last year where it's like becoming a man and doing a concerto and stuff. But this is more like believable. Yeah, we want to see you cut fucking people open with your elbows and shit, you know, like, I think it's really working.
Yeah. Just the violence in this was definitely, I think, the next level, like with you're right about the fork, the skewers, the glass, the thumbtacks. Like, it definitely took it to the level that
glass is where I'm like, you're fucked. that will hurt.
Yeah.
You can take them out and it serves me, but glass, that's going to stick in you and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
doing a power driver. It's not helping anybody. Your
ass is gonna like
sit in glass.
I travel home like.
Yeah, I bet they're having a great recovery day today. Yeah, geez.
Even so, it was a little too soft for Brayden. He would have liked fire. He wanted someone to get set on fire and thrown off the cage.
No padding underneath that table.
Just a little. Could have used a little bit more violence.
Well, that would be sweet if the guy is set on fire and then thrown off.
Yeah,
top
set
of
him
the
on
cage.
Fire, throw him in the crowd. Just
that would be amazing.
Jesus. Come on. It's a fight. Get serious.
Yeah. Wow. I was thoroughly impressed with with that match. It was worth the travel to come watch
and
that.
We haven't watched it back, so I don't know how it came across, but it was a really hot crowd.
Yeah.
We went to Grand Slam last year, and definitely after that Danielson Omega match,
it burned out.
You could feel the burnout, and it was a really entertaining show. But I think the way it kind of didn't let you breathe with commercial breaks and like the focus of it being a one match show.
It was paced way better than an AEW show.
For blood and guts. Yeah. So you had that energy. And then maybe like we'll go into kind of spoilers for Rampage a bit.
Yeah.
But I actually thought they do essentially a two ring Royal Rumble on Rampage.
Rampage Rumble.
And I thought that was such a great idea to keep the energy for Rampage with this crowd, because wrestling fans, we love clocks, we love countdowns, we love entrances. So, like, yeah, a rumble was perfect for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was, I kind of, by the end of Rampage, I fatigued, but for the majority of the show, I was there with it, and I was chanting, and everyone seemed the same. Whereas previous AEW shows, I've definitely had that burnout.
I feel watching it on TV, you get burned out because it's like, okay, well, the good stuff's already happened. I don't really care about this. So I thought the crowd definitely, it was paced better because it was just the one match that AEW usually is, you know, throwing a million different things at you. We were live. We couldn't hear Excalibur run down a million different
things. There's only one match.
Yeah, it's like really
one. They've announced Scorpio Sky, Wardlow in a street fight for the TNT title.
Okay, good. Get that title off Scorpio Sky. I'm sorry.
Maybe they'll listen and Wardlow will throw Scorpio into the crowd next week.
You know, I've been to a lot of recent WWE shows and it's been a while since I heard a crowd that amped. Imagine... like me, I bought my ticket way before they announced Blood and Guts. And then,
I think we did too.
Yeah. As soon as they said it, like I called my brother, like, did you just hear that?
I messaged you, like, are you watching? Did you just hear that?
You're going to be fifth row. Can you believe that? Like, I've seen every match, but Detroit, we're an obedient crowd. We're hot for everything. And so we were just like foaming at the mouth for AEW. So yeah, it's about time they came, and they're going to get this reception every time they come. I've seen like four kids.
It's a lot
of dude bros here that just wanted to see some wrestling.
I will say, going back to the arena, I think the arena were expecting a WWE crowd because a lot of the bars weren't open.
Yeah.
It felt like they were catering more to that crowd because I like going and getting like a big mixed drink to like last me for a bit during the show. Whereas I think there was only one actual bar. The rest were just concession stands with cans.
Nice.
And I think that's something they could learn from because, yeah, you're right. You go to a WWE show, it's all families, it's all kids.
Yeah, because nobody else comes to, like, big arenas here except WWE.
Right.
So it's like, they don't know how to react to it. They thought it was WWE. No, this is not that.
The show's called Blood and Guts.
Violent. Yeah. Imagine you took your kids to see the wrestling and you got to see some guy get barbecue skewered in the head. And your kid's like, Daddy, what's going on?
Don't try this at home.
You stabbing him with a fork?
Tony, another thing that we got to see live, I don't know if that was on TV or not. Like they did some Rampage tapings, and then Tony Khan comes out, and he was like, "Yo, thanks guys, this crowd was crazy." Tony Khan was on it, and he made a joke about hugging.
Yeah,
he's like, he was hugging somebody. He's like, you know, I'm a big fan of hugging, and then the crowd reacts, the people who got it. But he was just like hype when he said like a few times, and anytime he came out to talk to the crowd, he's like, we're coming back. Like, this crowd is crazy. Sorry, we're coming back.
He's just playing the long game for when Bayley comes.
Yeah. It sounded like that. Right? Yeah, he sounded like...
He's like, thank you so much. Here's Hook and Thunder Rosa and Danhausen and Tony Storm.
I swear the best friends too, I think, came out. Yeah. So Chuck E. T. was still there, I think. Yeah.
Sporting sweet new tracksuits. Ooh.
They were nice. Yeah, I would like that.
Tie-dye rainbow.
There was something.
Yeah. I would like tracksuits like that. Maybe not that exact color.
I wonder if he's going to start wrestling in this. Because he came out in it at the end, but he didn't do his match in it.
Nah, he'll wear his jeans. His Ryan Gosling outfit. But yeah, it was a total... fun show. Rampage had some fun stuff, but just seeing the Blood and Guts obviously was the big spectacle for it. But overall, this is the second AEW show now I've been to. We did Grand Slam, and again, easily these guys take my money. No problem. I've been to WWE shows in the past 5 years where I am at the show being like, huh, Did I need to come to this? Don't think I did.
Yeah, I'll leave it raw. Like,
yeah,
10
I've just, left it raw.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, I don't. It's been a long time since I've been at a WWE show where I went. It's probably NXT, which, you know, doesn't really count. But WWE, I haven't been to any shows in a long time because, yeah, the past more than 5 years, you don't get as hype as these shows.
Yeah, no.
This is like a company that is clearly fan servicing, like 100%. They're not trying to just get their products on things. They're not just, you know, trying to sell you reality TV shows and all that shit. They're just putting on a really good show, whether you're watching it live or on TV. So hats off to them.
We also got to see Yoshihashi.
Holy shit. Jesse was going wild when Goto came out. Spoilers, but Goto shows up on the page.
We won't spoil anything, but you get to see the Ushiguroshi, everyone.
Yeah, twice.
Tune in.
We really we said we were influencers last night. We were getting so many chants going.
Oh, man.
The Yoshihashi one didn't quite catch on.
A few people around us were, because that was when we were sitting together. Yeah, they were looking at us like, who the fuck is Yoshihashi?
Guy with his New Japan t-shirt was looking at
me. I like how both Yoshihashi and Goto have their nice sticks that they bring to
the
table as well now.
Yeah, so how did Yoshihashi get his like curtain rod over here? You gotta check that like odd sized luggage. Dude, that's probably a hassle,
it's
man.
They're like, what is this?
Oh yeah, maybe it's retractable.
I take it to
point.
The ring with me. Why? I don't know. It's just something I've been doing all this.
It's from the famous martial art of hanging drapes.
Yeah.
Is that a marching band, I guess?
Yeah. Well, less
it was nice to see
Goto. If you watch Rampage on Friday and you hear that, that's only us.
On a serious note, the Royal Rampage or whatever it's called, that was really fun. I like the concept. Nice. And the end of it, I won't spoil it, but the end of it was really cool. There was a good ending. I haven't seen that before.
Ending.
How has no one done that?
A bit of a surprise.
Yeah, without spoiling it, there was some cool stuff in that. And
so the rules are like you've got the two rings, the entrants alternate. So like one will enter in this ring, the next entrant will enter in the other ring, and it's until there's one person left in each ring, and then they face each other.
And then they throw each other out the ring.
Yeah.
And the winner.
Anybody like a head count on how many people were in? Because I don't know.
Probably like 20. 20,
probably, something like that.
Yeah, there was some good names. I heard that there was some of the roster wasn't there, maybe because of some like COVID protocols and stuff, possibly. But I didn't notice like a lackluster. The Blood and Guts had a bunch of the big stars in it. I know this company has a lot of injuries, but you wouldn't think that watching this
they're
show.
They're so stacked at the moment. Like if you think of like a sports team, they've got a great bench. And so you can still put on really entertaining shows when you don't have like Brian Punk.
It's crazy like how Cesaro,
Jungle Boy's written off at the moment. Like you've got all these like big names. Red Dragon are off right now.
True.
Like, all these big names who, and you still, the show finishes and you're like, oh yeah, Punk wasn't on that.
Yeah, and I was fine with that.
Like even with most of the people that's hurt, they haven't done rounds in Detroit. I've never seen the Bucks until last night.
That's crazy.
I've never seen Kenny Omega. I've never seen a lot of these people who are like predominantly ROH and New Japan. So they haven't done Detroit rounds. So like when they come back, I want to see everybody. Yeah. You know, if they can keep giving me handful of people. Give me Miro next time. Give me
true.
Malakai Black. You know, sometimes.
Yeah, no Pac. Really? Like the new. Yeah. Well, Antic. No Malakai Black. Like it was a lot off the show. But I'm kind of like. I found that with Blood and Guts. As a wrestling fan, I kind of have a bucket list of things I want to see. Like, I've seen a Hell in a Cell match now. I've seen a...
For sure.
Like, Blood and Guts War Games style match now. And it is cool. You do want to get that live experience for these things.
I finally got to see Cool Daddy Magic Hands. What's their names?
Cool Hand Ange
and Daddy Magic. And they were fucking bleeding like pigs there. Man. So that was pretty cool. I don't know if I'll ever be at a live Blood and Guts ever again. So
I'd come back to Detroit though.
Yeah, like, I'd come back.
Easy enough to get to.
Yeah, afterwards
get this place again. I'd be totally down.
Jesse was tuckered out after too much Blood and Guts. He went back to the Airbnb. The Airbde. And then me, B Detroit and Davey, we found a piano bar.
Yeah.
This was
I think it's called Sid Gold's Request Room.
Yep.
And
it was amazing.
Most nights I think they just have a pianist and you kind of tip them and give them a song request and they'll play it.
Yeah.
But last night was karaoke.
So the guy sits in this, like, it's exactly how you picture, like a dark little room. The only thing it wasn't, cabaret lounge. And the guy's on the piano. He's got a thing next to him with the microphone.
And some girls sat around the piano. Like,
yeah, it was great.
Sat there on stools with their drinks.
So right away, we were like, wait, so he just plays the piano and we sing the lyrics. He's got an iPad and the song list that he has, you can just search up the song lyrics. So we all sang some songs. We got the crowd going.
I ordered, right when we went in, I was like, oh, I'm going to get a double screwdriver, please, with a splash of Sprite. So the golden screwdriver, as we call it. And the bartender, and this is like a fancy looking bar. The bartender looked like a guy who knew what he's doing. And he's like, remind me what a screwdriver is again. I like, but I asked for a double and I see him pick up the bottle of vodka. He's making it in a mixer and just pouring it. I count like maybe 4 ounces going in this thing.
Ooh.
Then he puts in the orange and then he went, sorry, wait, you said a double, didn't you? And then he pours more in. And I was like, what? But we all had a chance to sing. I sung, I guess that's why they call it the blues by Elton John.
Nice.
And
I turned them up real good.
I did, In the End by Linkin Park, but which was on his list.
His piano, again, this is the music not playing. It's just the guy playing the songs on the piano.
Yeah.
So In the End piano version of Linkin Park was pretty cool.
What was the first one?
I did Ain't No Mountain High Enough because we were singing that in the car the other day. So I was like, oh, I think I could do it. I thought I did a good job. And then when you did In the End, I was like, okay, we gotta like change it up. So he had Hotline Bling by Drake. So it was like, I turned it into like a Richard Cheese version. People came up to us afterwards like, you guys are fucking killing it over here. What did you sing? You sang something.
Crazy.
Again, another song that works.
Be Detroit, fucking beautiful voice.
Oh yeah, Be Detroit needs a record label or song album.
Like, that was super good.
I had to get up there, man. I couldn't let you guys show me up. Like, Brayden wouldn't rap the part for Davey while he was singing In the End. I was upset.
He can do it, though.
No. He was cool. He had this man pulling double duty.
Could have been your Mike Shinoda.
But yeah, it was harder because you notice, like, when you're at, like, normal karaoke, the kind of words, they like, change colors so you know what it is.
Right,
and
right.
Like, so the verse for my song, I'm like, fuck, I can't quite remember how this goes. So,
but he was good at
a couple of times, like I was looking at his sheet music and he's kind of like banging the chords and like nodding to you.
It's almost like I have lots of music background. I've played in bands and stuff. But when I was kind of fucking up the parts of Hotline Bling, I looked at him and I went like, pull it back. And then he was like, pulled the section back again. So it's like, he was like on point. Like he knew what he was doing. It makes me want to go to another one today.
And then this girl closed the night out with, I Will Always Love You.
And murdered it.
Yeah.
She was lovely. Yeah. Wow. What a day.
We all got into it. Got into the boom.
Yeah. It was great. It was a fun time. So far, so good in Detroit.
And then met, what was his name? Larry. We went for one last drink.
Oh yeah. We went to another bar. Jesse's like, what the
Where there were like four other people in there playing with the jukebox, just dancing away.
Yeah.
We met some other wrestling fans who, I think they were a bit unsure. We were in our watermelon jellyfish shirt and we're trying to scissor them and they're like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, this couple earlier in the day were wearing Bullet Club shirts and they said something to us and I was like, oh, too sweet. And then the guys, like, they both went, oh, too sweet, too sweet. And I was like, I'm joking. Two sweets out. You got to scissor me, daddy ass. And they were like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, all right, you're not hardcore.
You can't do that.
Yeah. That's what's so funny, though. Scissor me, daddy ass? How is that not on a t-shirt already?
Two guys in pink watermelon and jellyfish shirts just asking random strangers in Detroit to scissor them.
We're going to do it more today.
It's going to go out of context today. Yeah.
So it makes it even better.
You climb out of an Uber before you. Oh, thank you. And just scissor me, daddy.
Scissor me, daddy ass. Thanks for the lift.
We'll do it with customs on the way back.
Oh, yeah. If it's the same guys, I'm sure they'll love it. No, they're nicer coming back into Canada.
We'll get
Canadian.
They want you to leave. Yeah, like, go back to where you came from.
Getting out right before America's birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
This
ain't for you.
We arrive on Canada's birthday.
Yeah, we're arriving on Canada Day on Friday, so it's going to be pretty wild over. And are you working Canada Day night?
Yeah.
Ooh. Going to a concert.
It might be straight from, like, the car. I've got my work stuff with me in case.
But yeah, so this
traffic's not too bad.
This trip was so far pretty fun. We had a good time. We had a nice little road trip with some Motown music. We got to finally meet B Detroit, and we meet you, and we already knew we would be best friends.
Yeah,
It's like we've already met, but we haven't, because we've gone back and forth with you so much.
Right.
So that was awesome to meet you. But we just had a full day of just everything happening. So it was just a great time to come over to Detroit. And it's beautiful. We didn't get the thunderstorms we were supposed to. So
no, really, what a time. Gorgeous day.
Yeah. And we're going to have some more fun today.
Yeah. We're going to see what else Detroit has to offer.
Yeah. And B Detroit rolled me a nice backwards. So we're about to get into that in a few minutes. So we appreciate you guys listening to us talk about our little story from the past few days. And we'll be back to normal, I think, possibly next week. You're going to Rochester, though. So
yeah.
Maybe on the Thursday, we're going to try to do some sort of show.
Thursday, probably 11-ish.
Yeah. So if you are watching Dynamite next week, look for Davey, because you're in the front row.
I'm in front row next week. And
suck it, Scrump.
Hopefully going to be in the baddie section.
You're going to get in the baddie section?
Again, yeah. So get this going, guys.
Are you going to wear the water?
I'm with the hot girl next week, so I might have a better chance.
What if they put her in the baddie section and not you?
It is what it is.
You're going to wear the watermelon shirt?
I might have to.
To get in the baddie section, you do have to.
Well, should I just suit up?
No.
No.
Suit with the do-rag.
Suit with the do-rag?
I'll go buy you one right now.
A suit rag.
Davey in a do-rag is an image.
You're going to look like you're cosplaying do-rag Vince.
True. I think you look even funnier in it than Vince.
I think so, yeah.
Well, we'll go get some do-rags right now.
That's problematic, though.
So look out for Davey. You're sitting in the front row, but like near the ramp somewhere, or at the bottom of the ramp. So look for that next week. Definitely
left check. Side.
Yeah, definitely be checking that. And if you're watching Rampage this week, listen for the Yoshihashi chants.
Yes.
You heard it here first. And hit subscribe on that YouTube, guys.
He'll probably sweeten the audio. He's probably like, sounds like the most over fucking guy ever. Just like,
amplify
those four guys with Goto and Yoshihashi.
Goto.
And we're doing like the Tokyo Dome chants too.
Me and you were doing, me and B were doing Yoshihashi.
Now we're being problematic.
Yeah. Well, that's it, guys. Hit that subscribe button. What else? Patreon.com/upnext for all the other shows. We did that road trip show for World Champs. That's out there. We might do another one on the drive back. Who knows? So go check us out. Maybe we'll do one for all patrons on the way back. So there you go. Behind the BDE with Jesse from the Six driving. So
B, do you have anything to plug?
Detroit Players Podcast. Check me out there talking a bunch of nonsense in sports. So
And that Turning Heels is coming back soon. One day. Whenever that show comes back, we'll have it. So
And my Instagram, Sammy Garage just retweeted my story. So
nice.
Oh, sick.
Was it from the
the slow mo pic I got. Yeah.
Oh,
was that him? That was you?
Yeah, he just retweeted it.
I saw that, Oh, that's amazing. Okay, go check that out as well then. And
is that Cool Gang Big B?
Yeah, sure.
Amazing.
Cool Gang Big B. Respect. And thank you, Jesse, for being our driver and being the responsible one of the group. You're welcome. That's it. That's all. Guys, thank you so much. Take care. Goodbye. Be safe. And Detroit Rock City.
Ahoy!